Let's run. Volume up and get ready. Welcome to my podcast. Usual Friday. Do you know what? I really appreciate you coming onto this show, and thank you ever so much for giving us this opportunity to interview you, my friend. How are you?
I'm great, and how are you?
Absolutely fine, thank you. So, tell us a little bit about you.
So my name is Micha Matlievski. I live in Eastern Europe. I was a serial entrepreneur for the past 22 years, went through some big ups and also big downs, went through a whole lot of depression and anxiety, but then on the brinks of making suicide, I was able to, you know, have that aha moment and bounce back slowly, and then went on and created another successful company. And after I sold that one, or I exited that one, I just decided that, you know, I'm done with creating my own companies. I want to start helping others. And so I first went to the local startup incubator and just volunteered to help new and fresh entrepreneurs. And then gradually that whole thing became, you know, my full time. I can't call it a job, because it's really something that I'm just really, really, truly passionate about.
No, that's impressive. So what actually made you want to do this?
You mean the coaching part?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with the coaching.
When you're an entrepreneur, you hang out with other entrepreneurs. Yeah. And because of all my failures in the past, I kind of became a little bit obsessed with the topic of failure. And I discovered that fear of failure is the number one dream killer for entrepreneurs.
Right.
More than any other, you know, thing, like imposter syndromes and so on. So the number one is fear of failure. They don't even start. And the second thing, which is even more alarming, is that failure, or not so much failure, but our negative emotional reaction to failure, and then, you know, the negative self-talk that follows, is the number one reason for suicide among entrepreneurs.
I didn't want that to happen. Wow. Honestly, I had to stop you there, because I've never, ever, ever heard of that. So this is something new that I've heard, and this is probably something new that everyone over on Facebook and YouTube that have heard this as well. And whoa, have you had any clients experience anything like this?
Oh, many, many. Wow. I mean, people that come to me either come, you know, after they experienced a lot of failure, you know, when they're about to do something really huge. So I'm really good when it comes to insanely fast and quick scaling. So, you know, I don't get clients that, you know, mostly just want, you know, like to grow 10% year over year or something like that. I mean, that's about my one-on-one clients. But my true passion is really the project that I started as beta last year, and then we moved into like final version this year, and it's Framework for Freedom. And it's really like, you know, I'm not the type of guy who wants to give people aspirin.
Yeah.
I always want to go back to the root cause. And so I figured, you know, like, if I give fresh new entrepreneurs the right foundation, the right, you know, framework that they can build upon, they won't need me later on.
They may, but you know. But the other question, which was...
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, they will have like really solid foundation.
Yeah. Wow.
No, go ahead.
Yeah,
go
so ahead. So would you say that your coaching is like life coaching as well? Because in the aspects of what you were saying about suicidal and all of that stuff with doing what they're doing, so would you say that life coaching comes in with that?
I mean, you're a little bit of everything, to be honest. You know, like when you're dealing with people who are new to the entrepreneurship, you are more teacher than a coach because, you know, they're dealing with something completely new. They don't know the answer. So you need to, you know, like guide them, handhold them through the process. And then sometimes you're a coach. Sometimes all they need is somebody to brainstorm stuff with. Sometimes you're a mentor, an advisor. And a lot of times, yes, you are also a life coach, sometimes even a therapist. Because, you know, entrepreneurship or building a business is really a very simple technical thing. And all you have to do is follow the right steps. What gets in between that is us entrepreneurs and our inner demons. I call them inner demons. And, you know, for somebody, it can be fear of failure. Another person experiences that as, you know, lack of clarity, and then they go into procrastination. For somebody, it's fear of success, imposter syndrome, and so on. So, you know, the demons are can be different, and you know, sometimes we have a few of them that come together, and it's dealing with those inner demons. And then also one thing that's super, super important for anybody who wants to be a successful entrepreneur and a leader is knowing how to balance emotions and logic, because there's time for logic and there's time for emotions.
That's
What
right.
I see most often is that people or entrepreneurs use logic when they should be using emotions and vice versa.
Wow, that's absolutely true. I totally understand where you're coming from.
So
Wow.
yeah, it's a little bit of everything. So, you know.
Wow. So how long have you been doing this again?
An erotic novel by Kyle Cannon. The Photographer Story, now available on Amazon.
Well, for quite some years now, I think like 4 or 5 years, something like that. I mean, my company, Fail Coach, was founded in 2016, so that would be 3 years. But I was already doing that, like volunteering and helping, for a few years before that.
That is so cool. So do you do, is it all social media or do you go outdoors as well?
Oh, I mean, I started really just, you know, locally, and then, you know, through conferences and through startup incubators and accelerators. I was more in that startup environment. And, you know, I still do like a local meetup every month here where I am, and so on. But yeah, a lot of it has transpired onto the online into the online world.
That is so cool, man. No, you are an inspiration to me, to be fair, because I just wanted to pull something up about this power hour thing that I stumbled across your video, and
Thank you.
I was like, wow, because I will be honest, because as you were saying about not suicidal, I'm not suicidal or anything like that, but I was getting down. You know, you get down when you're overworking and you've got so much on your plate, and I tell you what, that power hour thing worked a treat.
I know, I know. I mean, you know, Wayne, the thing is, so the more into the winging it you go, the more things you need to test and try. So if you don't do the homework first, you know, suddenly it's like a snowball effect of everything that you need to test and try. And then A, you can't gather any momentum because you're spread so thin. And the second thing is hustle, hustle, grind, grind. That's not a thing. I mean, that's a
Yeah,
sure
that's
way
it.
for you to get into the hospital. That's a recipe for burnout. So, you know, the more you do homework first, the easier the doing later on is. And that's the power hour is all about that. And it's you know, like you set goals, but then because if the process is correct, you will reach goals.
That's absolutely true. That is true. So, have you wrote a book?
Not yet. That's mainly because I really suck at writing, to be honest. And I mean, you know, English is not my first language, it's only my like third language. So it feels even less comfortable writing in English. I did get an offer from a publishing house from US last year, but we weren't able to agree mainly on the copyright, because they wanted copyright of my story. And I was like, you know what, guys, I only have one story. You can't take that away from me. So it is on my mind. I do want to do it. I just haven't figured everything out yet. And right now I'm really super focused on this program of mine, on Framework for Freedom. I don't know, I guess when the time comes, yes, definitely book is something that I will do. Just, I don't know when and how. We'll see about that.
Absolutely. Wow. So is there anything that you the most important things, is there anything that you want to get across to our audience now?
Oh, I mean, like one thing is, or the number one thing is, develop healthy emotional relationship with failure. Just take it for what it is. I think it didn't work. Get over it. You know, like the sooner you bounce back, the sooner you will find things that really do work. And another thing is stay humble. Another thing that's super common with entrepreneurs, you know, you do something good and suddenly you become cocky. And you know, at that point, that's where failure is most likely to happen. I mean, even if you look, you know, like, are you driving a car? As long as you have that respect for the road, for the car, you know, you are careful, you know, once you lose that respect and you think like nothing can happen, like bam, that's when the accident will happen. So the same goes for, you know, entrepreneurship as well. So stay humble and, you know, like really like embrace failure, fail fast, fail forward. But there is a way how to, you know, properly fail fast. So, you know, that doesn't mean you keep doing same thing and expecting different results or things like that. But, you know, just work on developing healthy relationship with failure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to say this to everyone that's, you know, watching and listening as well, is that this guy does drop down some free videos, so I'd really chew him up because he's an awesome guy. And, you know, I really appreciate you coming onto this show and giving us this opportunity.
I appreciate you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure, you know, to share what I can with many different audiences. So I'm always happy to do that. And I'm trying as much as I can to, you know, put out really just valuable stuff, non-salesy, no nothing, really things that are actionable, that are applicable. And there's like a lot out there that I've already created, and I'm constantly thinking how to create even more valuable stuff for anybody who wants to listen.
Yeah, so I'm going to say this, guys. Check out the links that is provided in the description as well, because it will lead you directly to him as well. So again, man, thank you ever so much for giving us this opportunity, and I'll catch up with you after the show.
Perfect. Well, thank you again for inviting me. Take care and enjoy the upcoming weekend.
Absolutely. You too. Thank you. Take care, my friend.
Take care. Bye-bye.